When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for True Crime News. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, speaking of pressing buttons, he has a very important job right now because we are down to just 8 remaining memories from 24 and 24. We've been doing this since last week. There is a committee here at WFAN that ranked the most memorable moments in New York sports over this past year. So we started with 24. We were revealing 2 a day. We are down to the final 8, and I've been told we're going to reveal 4 today and 4 tomorrow until we get to the most memorable moment in New York sports. So we are up to number 8. We have gone through so many different football moments. We've gone through a lot of Nick moments. We've had a few baseball moments. I assume there's a lot of baseball left because baseball was so memorable in 2024. But honestly, I have no idea. So, ladies and gentlemen, we hand it over to announcer guy as we unveil number 8.
Number 8. Little did we know its impact at the time, but beloved McDonald's character Grimace throws out the first pitch before a Mets game.
Fans, please direct your attention to the pitcher's mound for a ceremonial first pitch. Introducing the ultimate baseball fan. All the way from McDonaldland, please welcome the one, the only, Grimace. Our ceremonial catcher is Vito Calise, the co-host of the Mets official podcast, Meet at the Apple. All right, Grimace, it's your pitch.
All right, so this was before the craze, right?
This is what created the craze.
Okay, did you hear the applause?
There was nothing.
Exactly.
Because no one was in the ballpark. They were playing a game that night against the Marlins, if my research is correct. It was either the Marlins.
So how was that memorable?
Because it became memorable.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I would not have this at 8. No. I'm being with you right now because I don't think in the moment anyone cared.
I don't think there's a moment that you can put. Grimace deserves to be in the memorable moments, but not that moment. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, he became a rally cry.
I'm trying to think of when the moment was where it's like, oh, I care about Grimace a little bit.
See, that's why that's the genius of the moment. Because you didn't realize you cared until you cared.
Yeah, but I don't remember that moment.
No one does because there was no one in the ballpark. Like it was, I don't even remember the game. It was either the Marlins or the Diamondback series. I don't know. Do you remember? Was it the Marlins or the Diamondbacks?
I honestly don't, but Marlins sounds about right.
Yeah, and then they had a game-winning home run to win the finale of that series. Yep. It was a big swing win,
yep.
And then they went on a roll. So it was connected.
It's social media-driven, too, because it became, you know, they started the streak when Grimace threw out the first pitch, and that's where it caught fire.
The big right. Grimace moment for me, we were at the game, Subway Series, at Citi Field. Remember that huge rainstorm we had, and there was a delay?
Yeah.
There was some dude or gal dressed up like Grimace, and they were on the Shea Bridge, like, chugging beers.
Yeah.
And the crowd around Grimace was unreal. That, to me, is where Grimace, you realize the power of what was going on.
But it was a slow build, to Tiki's point. It wasn't just that moment. Like, we don't remember the game, so respectfully disagree with the committee.
Right.
I wouldn't have had that at number 8, but, well, what the hell do I know? Let's hear number 7.
Number 7. Pete Alonso saves his legacy and the Mets season with a game-winning home run in a winner-take-all game against the Brewers.
3-1 to Alonso. Williams sets. Here's the pitch. Swing and a fly ball to right field. Pretty well hit. Freeland back at the wall. He jumps. It's gone. Yes. He did it. Pete Alonso with the most memorable home run of his career. Pumps his fist as he rounds second. It's a three-run homer. He's given the Mets a 3-2 lead. They all pour out of the dugout. Alonso on his way to home plate. They're waiting for him.
That, how is that number seven?
I don't know. That one should be higher because I'm not even a Met fan and I remember where I was.
Dude, I'd argue that's number one. Mm-hmm. Like, if I was making a list, if this was me, and it's not as much as Sean accuses me, this would be, forget about number seven, it'd be number one.
Oh, no, no, no. They advanced another round after this to get to it.
Yeah, come on. But that moment was like iconic. You remember where you were, don't you?
Watching football on the couch, yeah.
Hmm. Watching football on the couch?
With the sound on. It was during a Thursday night game. Right. The Mets were on the second TV.
Yeah, because I was on a plane sitting next to Steve Smith, not that Steve Smith, and Met fans were on the plane.
Right.
Because they were Met Giant fans.
I remember you saying
going
that.
Out to Seattle.
Yeah, yeah.
And they all just started freaking out. One guy comes running up from the back. Guy sitting in the front. He's got it on his phone. He's like, Pete Alonso just up. I'll never forget it.
That's awesome. By the way, an overtime football game, too. See? It wasn't even the most popular thing.
Who played the overtime game?
The Falcons beat the Bucs 36-30 in overtime.
You looked it up. There's no way you remember that. Mm. I don't believe you remember that.
By the way, the Falcons have beaten the Bucs twice this year.
Yes, they have.
Yeah.
That's kind of sad that you're a New York sports talk radio host. And your memory is, oh, yeah, it was a great football game. I guess the Mets played. Mm. I mean, well, what is that?
Because the Mets and
Brewers. You're not doing a national show anymore, bro. You're not on the Infinity Sports Network
nobody
with 12
cares
listeners.
About the,
come on.
Nobody cares about the Falcons and the Buccaneers.
Yeah. Evan, that's Evan, embarrassing.
Bucs are going to make the playoffs again.
I know.
Evan, I don't mean to brag, but you and I have very similar media rooms with multiple TVs. Okay?
Yeah, but you said it was the second TV.
With the sound off.
With
Because you might remember at that point, you know, it was getting late for the Mets and I'm starting to get boring. And by the way, with all due respect, I think I speak for everybody in the show. You'd beaten the Mets out of us by that point, you know? We'd done the Braves.
It was still a memorable moment.
Yeah, I agree. I would have put that as my top moment, but somehow it's number seven, which has me intrigued. If that's number seven, we got a bunch of moments that are ahead of that. I have a tough time
and
believing
there's
that.
No football, so.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's easy to understand.
Right.
This football season was just a disaster.
Six baseball moments? I guess there's basketball.
I think it's all baseball. Think about it. Yeah, the Yankees went to the World Series and the Mets. I mean, I think we're done with the basketball. In fact, that's what the committee told me the other day. We're done with the Knicks. I think it's all baseball.
Oh, that's right. You did say that. And obviously, the Mets aren't going
to
be.
And Evan has said two things in the last 3 minutes. The Yankees went to the World Series, and I can't believe a wild card homer wasn't number one.
I think I still would have put it number
one. We're talking memorable.
We're talking memorable.
Juan Soto hit a home run on the most crazy at-bat
game
in the 10th inning.
Game five, you had room.
Right.
You had a margin for error. You had 6-7 at home if need be.
Game five is later than a game three.
It's a best
of three-game series.
Don't give me that.
Don't get in the way of facts.
Anyhow, let's get to number six.
Number six. In shocking fashion, Francisco Lindor hits a game-winning two-run home run against the Braves in game 161.
Swinging a high fly ball, well hit right center. Harris going back. It's on the way. It is gone. Into the Braves bullpen in right center field. Francisco Lindor has an MVP moment. Whether he wins one or not, he has just put the Mets back on top. 8-7.
I got to tell you, these moments are making me tear up.
Yeah. That's better than a loss.
That's back-to-back beauty.
That's about right.
You think that should be ahead of Pete?
I think that one's about right.
Are you biased because we all had a special moment together doing a live watch party?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I think everybody was watching this game. If you cared about the Mets, you were watching this game.
And also, remember where we were in the world. The Met fans did not believe they could exorcise the Braves' demons.
Yeah, that's right.
And the way that they had fallen apart and back and forth in that game until that moment.
Okay, but
the fact that it got postponed and moved to Monday.
No, and remember, Diaz had just blown the lead.
Yeah.
So the Mets had made a great comeback. Diaz blew the lead, and then, boom, the Mets took it right back. It was an unbelievable game, and obviously it should be in the top five. It didn't even make the top five. Mm-hmm. It's number six. But I got to use Sean's words against him. Because on that day, game 161, we did a live watch party here on WFAN. It was a lot of fun. But Sean kept telling me, even if you lose this game, no big deal. You get the second game of the doubleheader. The Braves aren't going to play anybody. It's in the bag. You're going to make the playoffs. So how could you put that home run where there was a safety net above Alonso not only saving the Mets season, but saving his legacy?
Bro, you ain't working with Joe and Craig anymore. You're working with me and Tiki. I'm going to use your words against you
now.
What
is that? Why are you taking a shot at Joe and Craig?
I'm not taking a shot at
them. What the hell did they do?
Because they wouldn't push back.
Because they wouldn't push back and remember things that I'm going to remember.
They weren't the same.
they weren't paying attention the way we pay attention.
They stopped caring.
You just pushed my words against you. You remember what I said that day? I remember what you said that day.
What'd I say?
Sean, how could you say that? There's no guarantee they're winning game two.
I know.
This ended all doubts. You got it done with ease because of Lindor.
Sean, I agree with everything I said, and I stand by it.
The Braves demons are dead.
The Mets had a safety net. If they didn't win the game, they were going to play a second game. When they were losing to the Brewers in the ninth inning of game three, there was no safety net. And the other factor that I think is huge, this is why to me it's number one. I put it above everything. Pete Alonso's legacy was on the line. If he doesn't get that hit, he's being run out of town right now.
Pete Alonso doesn't get that moment, maybe, if Lindor doesn't homer.
Right, and by the way, to Sean, that was just the first of the three hills that they still had to climb.
That's right. No. I remember. Tiki remembers, again, because he's a good memory, that I had that call. I don't know why that's not in there.
God.
Yeah. Oh, your call from the Lindor homer?
You were freaking out and humping Loogie on the side doing something else.
Yep. That is
you know, Sean, me and Sean were stuck just talking through the most epic moment in Mets history. Yeah. Even beyond the World Series and et cetera. Wow. I'm exaggerating.
Okay.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
We had to do the call, and Sean, epic call.
Yeah. Epic?
No, I'm such a Met hater, yet I had the best Mets call of the whole
time. I will give you this. I agree that call should have been a part of the countdown. That's the committee's fault. We don't have anything to do with these clips. Mm. The committee supplies them. So that's not on me, but I do agree. Do we even have the Morash call? From game 161, is it in our system somewhere?
The committee has a big mouth. Let me look through this. Maybe the committee would have the cut ready earlier. I'll have to look for it here, that committee.
What are you mad at the committee? I don't even know the committee. All I know is
you would
email.
Think the committee would be prepared. We have this big 24 thing. We've been counting down forever. And then the committee who sends me this stuff didn't send me that.
Why are you? I don't know who
because
the committee
I'm mad at the committee for
so
being lazy.
So then email them.
Lazy.
Don't bother me about this.
Well, I'm writing a very scathing email now.
I usually send Tommy clips, but I have nothing to do with this. Anyhow.
And by the way, while you're writing an email, can you take the winter hat off? What's next? You going to play hacky sack?
You know what? I've had enough.
Enough of the whole
one. Oh, of all of you. Let's go.
All right, let's get to number five. What's ahead of Lindor and Pete Alonso's amazing home?
Number five, Francisco Lindor rocks Citi Field as he hits a grand slam home run off Carlos Estevez to help the Mets eliminate the Phillies in the NLDS.
Swing and a drive towards the gap in right center. It's pretty deep. It's back near the wall. It's gone. It's gone. Francisco Lindor. He may have just outdone himself. He has hit a grand slam into the Phillies bullpen in right center field. The Mets are leading by a score of 4-1. They were famished for the big hit all night. And Francisco Lindor just provided a feast. Mets 4, Phillies 1 here in the sixth inning.
Another amazing call by Howie Rose. I just completely disagree with the committee on this every way forward.
Why?
Because, and look, I also feel like the committee just dumped the Mets out today. Like, let's get the Mets out of the way with 8-7, 6-5. Let's save the Yankees for the end. Mm. But okay, that's an argument for tomorrow.
Second of the hills they had to climb.
But if I was ranking...
Died on the third one.
The Met memories this season... I think they have it completely backwards. I would go Alonso's home run number one, Lindor game 161 number two, and then that grand slam. And I'm not trying to demean the grand slam. It was amazing. I was in the building with Tommy. It was awesome. Dude, Citi Field was rocking. It was unbelievable. But compared to the desperation, I think, of 161 against the Braves and the game against the Brewers, I got to tell you, I put that in third. I don't put that ahead of the other
two. I agree, too. This was the sixth inning. Yeah. I think you're right. The committee screwed this one up. They valued a grand slam. They valued like that.
Right.
No, you know what I think it was? I don't think it was the grand slam, though. Maybe that had something to do with it. I think it was the homeness of it being at Citi Field. The fact that there are a lot of people out there who were there, and it's like extra special because you were there. I think that's where it got
And it was
added.
The first time they've clinched at home since, Evan?
In a playoff series? Yeah. Since 2000.
So, I mean, we're talking about 24 years in the making, that home run, the MVP-type season against Philly. That's rock
star. Would you put
stuff.
That ahead of Alonso? This season was about to end, and his legacy was dead.
No, I would not put it. I think Alonso should have been like one or two, to be honest.
I agree.
On this entire list.
I think Pete should have been number one.
Pete
I put
got
up against
screwed
that
here, clearly.
I agree. They're out to get Pete. They're all out to get Pete.
Did David Stearns make this list? Is he the committee?
It feels that way.
All right, so we're down to four through number one. What do you think, Teague? Do you agree with that? Because this was kind of a Met ranking today.
Well, it was incremental.
Yeah.
So it worked.
Oh, because they went by round.
Yes.
Well, not really, because Alonso was in the wild card round. Then you go backwards to Lindor, and then you go forwards to the divisional series against Philadelphia.
I think it was right, because the Philly victory was the big one. Because everybody thought, except for those that realized that the Mets were actually better than the Phillies, that the Phillies were walking through.
No, I know, but I think in a game four at home, you have the comfort of, okay, if this doesn't work, there's a game five, you never know.
Yeah, but it was also at home. As Lukey said, he was right. It was at home.
Well, that's what I said, but we can give Lukey the credit, too.
Lukey, I'll give you the credit.
Thank you, Tiki. We're big on taking credit here. Do we want to do a short-term prediction, Evan, on what we think number one will be?
I think number one will be...
It's something Juan Soto.
Soto sending the Yankees to the World Series.
Mm. It's something Juan Soto for sure.
I mean, that's where I would lean.
It's memorable. It's the fifth inning.
Oh, you're going negative.
So Judge dropping.
I already know where the committee feels, based on today, very pro-Metsian. I'm going to go. I think
pro-Mets.
First of all, you're dead wrong. They dumped the Mets out at 8-5. Which how is that pro-Metsian?
Right, what other moment? There's no other
the
moment.
The Mets are done,
there's
basically.
There's no other Mets moment.
You guys don't know how Mets fans operate.
How's that?
What? Being pro-Metsian means, first and foremost, being anti-Yankean. So you're going to get some the way the Yankees came up short in the World Series here.
All right, well, we'll see. I have no idea.